News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Should we introduce carpool lanes? That's the question we've been asking this morning as part of News Talk Goes Green with thanks to SSE Electricity. To find out more about Generation Green Home Upgrade, see sseelectricity.com. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Carpools, are they a good idea? Carpool lanes specifically.
It depends upon where. I wouldn't say that we should be opening up bus lanes in any of our cities for carpool lanes. I think they perhaps maybe have a place in some roads, some of the, say, motorways that kind of traverse our cities, like, say, the M50 or the N40 in Cork, there perhaps, but not everywhere.
Yeah, I we were talking about it earlier. I can remember being in San Francisco 30 years ago, I think Seattle as well, and they were a regular part of life back then, 30 years ago in America.
They have been, and they're still there to this date. Over there, they're called high occupancy vehicle lanes. They're used quite well. They're used in, say, the long commutes along in California and in Washington State. They're enforced by cameras. If you fail to abide by the laws, I think it's a $500 fine. They can work. But I suppose those are the parts of the world that have large distances between commutes, big motorways, lots of space to add additional lanes, which we don't have. And that's how they work there.
Are there certain roads, I'm thinking, say, for example, of, say, Dublin, the Stillorgan Dual Carriageway, for example. I'm thinking of some of the roads around Galway that are, you know, the motorway leading into Galway that pretty quickly hits traffic. And there are multiple lanes. I mean, could you do it in certain locations like that, do you think?
You could. I think you could definitely examine it, but to see how effective it would be might be questionable. I think it's some of those places where there isn't currently a bus lane, perhaps looking at a bus as opposed to a car, which could probably take maybe two people, where a bus could take up to nearly 100 people. The bus lane might be more appropriate. But I think it would be political suicide if we went near any of these roads and tried to enforce this and take away road space for additional cars. I'm not sure the Greens will be on board. I'm not sure who would be on board for this. But
you don't think the Greens would back the idea of dedicated carpooling lanes?
I think, well, say for example on the M50, yes, perhaps, because it would increase it would make that greener. But in other places, I'm not so sure. Because the green credentials, I don't think really are there. I think if you're going to give up road space that is very valuable, and we have very little of it, and any of those roads that you mentioned, there isn't really capacity to add an extra lane, it would be better off that it were a bus lane.
I mean, it is noticeable, though, when you're standing watching traffic, the number of single occupancy cars going by in the morning commuting is extraordinary. I mean, if there was a lane that made it quicker to get in, I mean, is it not possible to take 20-30% of cars off the roads?
In theory, yes, it is. And I think on average, it's about 1.2 people per car in the morning commute. So in theory, yes, we could do this, but it's the flexibility of the cars why people are, first of all, using it. And then second of all, how you get those different schedules to marry up and how you get people to adjust their schedules to allow for picking somebody up on the way home. So once you get a lift in, that's fine, but it's then the return trip. How they've done it and how it's so successful in places like California is that they're able to cost share. So that if you put in and say, I'm going to work, I live, you know, a 20-kilometer stretch, you have a kind of Uber service where you're able to share the cost of petrol, insurance and all those other types of things. That's not something we can do here just yet in Ireland.
Okay. Definitely not in bus lanes as far as you're concerned.
100% not in bus lanes. I think with bus connects, the amount of money that we're spending on that to add these types of vehicles would just get rid of all of the benefits of things like bus connects.
Overall, are you reluctant enough about this as an idea?
I think yes, I would be reluctant enough. Perhaps, as I said, things like the M50 and the M40 in Cork, it could be looked at. I'm not sure the benefits are there for it.
Okay, Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor of School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your views. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.